C.Y. Choi is an economics professor at the University of Texas at Arlington. Dr. Choi, thank you so much for joining me today.
Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for having me.
Parasite is one of those movies that to say much about it is almost to say too much. But the basic setup is the Kim family, a mom, a dad, and two grown children, all live together in a rundown apartment below street level. And through a friend, the son gets a job as a tutor for the very wealthy Park family in their stunning home. And one by one, he gets jobs for his other family members working for the Parks, though the Parks are unaware of the family connections amongst their new staff. Those close working relationships ultimately reveal the vast class, social, and economic differences between the two families. As someone who lived and worked in South Korea before coming to the U.S., how do you feel about the way Parasite depicts these differences?
Well, in my view, I think the movie depicts what's happening in Korea in a more dramatic way as a movie should. And back in Korea, when I was living there, I have some friends who are living in the basement, semi-basement, as the Kim family does. But I have not, you know, seen there such a big mansion in Korea. You know, that tells which class I'm from. The gap between rich and poor, I believe, has widened over years. Not only in Korea, but also around the world. This is quite a universal phenomenon. And that's why I think the movie is appealing to the global fans.
Class and economics are obviously closely related.
Right.
As we said earlier, the Parks live in this opulent modern house, while the Kims live in an apartment that's literally below street level that floods every time it rains. Is affordable housing another problem there, particularly in a big city like, say, Seoul?
Yes, I think the affordable housing is kind of a big issue in metropolitan cities like Seoul and the many cities here in the United States. Demand for housing mainly comes from those who can afford to pay for them, especially who are well-educated, well-trained. So in our field, we view that as the main driving force behind that gap is the so-called skill-biased technological change. What it means is that the production technology has evolved in favor of those who are educated and more skilled over less educated and less skilled people.
Well, and that clearly plays out in this movie because Mr. Kim is the driver for Mr. Park, who is the CEO of a technology company.
Correct.
Sort of the ultimate difference in skill. And that plays out in who is able to do each of those jobs.
Yes, I think the that's a very good point. I think the director is intentionally set like that way because the Mr. Park, the head of a rich family, is the CEO of an IT company. His skills and knowledge and education background cannot be easily replaced by others. While Mr. Kim, who is the only skill in the movie, is driving, which can be easily replaced by others. As the previous driver was replaced by him.
And one day, Mr. Kim's job will be replaced by automatic cars.
Exactly. That's foreseeable. I think the director is trying to show that message. Yeah.
I'm curious what it means to you to see Parasite doing so well, particularly in the U.S.
I would say that the movie is well made. Director Bong is known as the Bong Tail. It's a combination of his last name and then detail. He's very good at in detail.
Oh, so, Bong Tail.
Bong Tail,
like
right.
Detail,
yeah.
Interesting.
I think the main theme of this movie is a stroke of court because he dealt with the very issue which is commonly shared by many people across the world. That's why it is accepted by the people in the United States as well.
Dr. C.Y. Choi, thank you so much for talking about Parasite with me today.
Thank you so very much for having me. I enjoyed very much.